Hello everyone, this is Cold Steel. I'm finally in the US. Today I will be talking about free hosting with Dynamic DNS. All you need is an account with a Dynamic DNS service like NoIP, TZO, or DYN DNS. I like NoIP myself. Alright, also, you will need a high-speed connection, Apache web server, and obviously a computer. Now, because this is going to be done for free, there are some pros and cons to doing it. One con to doing this is that it's going to be a subdomain and it will be slow. If you want it to be fast, make all your scripting as clean as possible. But you guys know that. But you know, if you guys want it even faster, you just limit the downloads and you don't really do any scripting, and you don't have a lot of images and stuff. Oh yeah, another thing is that in the TOS, or Terms of Service, more than likely they have said no to hosting a web or FTP or any other file sharing type of service. Sometimes the ISP blocks certain ports, preventing you from using common services. But I found that a full UDP and TCP port scan on their DNS server will show any irregular ports that you could use instead. Now that that's all cleared up, here are some pros. The first and most obvious is that it's free, and that's always nice. The second is that it doesn't matter if your IP is dynamic. That's what the dynamic DNS is for. Alright, dynamic DNS is also easier than trying to remember an IP. And best of all, it's your computer. So if you want any special support like SSL, MySQL, PHP, CGI, Perl, ASP, JSP, the list goes on. Anyways, go right ahead, it's your computer, so yeah. And finally, it works with Linux, BSD, Mac OS, and wind blows. Okay, why would someone want to do this, you ask? Here are some scenarios. Well, first, it is great if you are someone that has no money to pay for a dedicated host or server. So pretty much if you are still in high school or college. The second scenario is the reason why I learned about it, and that is that you can set up a nice proxy server and have it run on an irregular port that your school or job doesn't filter. In my case, it was port 443, aka SSL. So I set up a CGI proxy for my friends and I, so that we could bypass BESS, a filtering proxy server. Basically, it's a way to bypass your institution's filtering proxy server via your own CGI proxy server. The third scenario would be to have content that you would otherwise not be allowed to have. If you read the EULA, or End Users License Agreement, that a dedicated host or server makes you agree to, it sometimes states that you cannot have illegal content on it, such as hacking material, and in my host case, they said I can't have any profane content such as racial slurs. The fourth and final scenario would be to set up an email flutter/spoofer. I will provide a very crude code example in my show notes. Okay, let's get started. First, go to noip.com and sign up for an account. Once you have one, log in and go to the add section on the left hand side. Fill in the host name you would like with the preferred domain suffix, and have the host type set as DNS host A, and simply click the create button at the end of the page. Okay, now we need a way to tie your IP to your NoIP host name and update NoIP's DNS. So go grab the update client by navigating to the Downloads tab and select your OS. The clients are available for Linux, BSD, Unix, Mac OS, and Windows. If you have a Linksys router, there is most likely a dynamic DNS setting. If you have the latest firmware. And in that case, you might want to choose DYN DNS or TZO, because Linksys routers have an update client that works with dynamic DNS and TZO, so you don't need the software client. Okay, the next thing is installing Apache. It's a very simple process, but out of the scope of this twat. Hint, hint, I have a new twat idea. Look for it in the future. Now we need to do some port forwarding. I only know how to do it on Linksys routers, so I suggest going to portforward.com and forwarding the correct port. Usually it's 80 and or 443. It all depends on your setup. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry that I couldn't go more in depth on Apache. And if you can't wait for my future twat, I will have links to Apache Definitive Guide and Apache Definitive Guide Second Edition. Thanks to Silver Balls for the books. And I know I'm going to slaughter his name right now, but thanks to Lord Dragon Butte, I can't say his name, for suggesting some other content. Alright, you guys, the complete show notes for this will be at my website, along with an article I'm going to be doing. So that's it for now. Bye. We'll be right back.
Yeah.